And you worked there with Mike Reed. You had a poem called Read and Write, didn't you?
We did, yeah. Mike Reed, who's... I don't know where he is now. Actually, I heard that he was working on Capital Gold, yeah. Looking very old now, I think. I think he's completely grey-haired. And I think he's 71. But he was always a lot older than me. But, yeah, we used to do the Read and Write show, and we used to enjoy doing that. We used to kind of try to spar off each other and outdo each other. But I guess at the end of the day, we kind of outgrew it.
And then you went out to Radio Luxembourg as well? Happy days?
I worked for Radio Luxembourg for about a year. It wasn't happy days, actually.
No.
I didn't enjoy it at all. It was instructional. I mean, I learned quite a lot out there. Mm. I learned a little bit of independence and, you know, how not to cry at night.
Then you joined Radio 1, was it January 1980, for a Saturday evening show, wasn't it?
I'm just trying to think back now. Yeah, I think we started on Saturday evening. I mean, most of the broadcasters that come into Radio 1 have to start off, doing something kind of obscure. And I suppose that was my obscure start. And I don't think anybody ever heard me for the first couple of years, which is just as well, because it means that they don't think I've been around as long as I have.
Now you've got your weekday slot between 3 and 6, with all the posse.
Yeah, we enjoy it. I mean, it's a good little format that we do. We actually enjoy it. We look forward to seeing each other every day and, you know, talking about new stuff and all the bits and bobs that are going on in Britain. And, we're very lucky that we're on at a time of day when people can listen. So we've got, 7 or 8 million people listening, whatever it is. And it's good fun. We have some good guests and, think up a few new characters and we're getting away with it.